Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Shit You Should Care About and our new Cisco supporters. Head to the show notes to start supporting the media you love and the podcast hosts you love.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. That's totally awkward random.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to another episode of your favourite weekly news podcast where the news is always slightly out of date by the time you hear it. As always, I am joined by Squish. Squish, how are you and where are you?
Hey Lucy, I am really hot and really sunburnt and I am in Sonoma, California, wine country.
Damn, how'd you get so sunburned? Did you just not slip, slop, slap and rap?
I didn't slip, slop, slap and rap. I was in San Francisco at a Giants baseball game and the sun was deceptive because the wind was so cold and I just didn't think about it, so dumb, but
yeah,
it's okay.
We've all been there.
I've got my post-sun skin lotion. I've been lathering it on, so hopefully I'm back to normal and my nose isn't so red tomorrow.
Rudolph. Yeah, that happens to me when I go, well, which I don't very often, go skiing and you think that it's not.
Oh yeah, how often do you go skiing?
Not very often, because the last time I went I got so fucking sunburned. It was in Barrow, it was right before my birthday.
In 2005.
Yeah. I've had a really busy week so far. I've done three speaking events.
It's looked cool,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, three speaking events in 2 days, which have been so fun. And I also flew on a plane, which will one day be an autonomous or self-flying plane. So I went up into the sky with a bunch of cool founders doing cool shit and had some bubbles in the air. There were pilots involved in the flight that I was on, but yeah, learn a little bit about the future of autonomous planes, and it was interesting.
Were you on first class?
Well, there was only one class, so yeah, it sort of was all first class.
It was all first class.
It was cool as though, but I will say, if I sound a little deflated, it's because I genuinely am really stressed, and I feel I've just had COVID, and I feel like I have COVID again now. I've developed a cough, and I think, like, just take people seriously when they tell you not to get back into things real quick. So I'm going to be having a chill one. Nick, you're sort of carrying the team this week, which I am so excited for.
Bad news for the listeners, though.
Yeah, no, you're great. They love you. The amount of people at these events who asked me about Squish, like, was so funny. Like, it's so funny hearing people in real life using Squish, except for me.
Oh, well, I'll look forward to the invitation for the next couple then.
No, Nick. No, they care about Siska. They don't care about you.
No, okay.
No, maybe we do a live series one day where we go around and chat shit. That'd be fun, eh?
Oh, okay. I can get behind that.
Anyway, what was the weirdest thing you saw on the internet this week, Dal?
So the weirdest thing I saw on the internet this week, I'm doing a lot of driving at the moment. I saw a screenshot from the 2007 post-apocalyptic movie I Am Legend, you know, the one where Will Smith's living in New York City, I think it is, and he's like the only one there, all the zombies are sort of floating around. There was like a post-apocalyptic fuel station price, I don't know what you call, billboard sign? I guess it's just a sign. Billboard, I mean... I said billboard twice. Fuel station sign, and the prices in this post-apocalyptic world were less than the prices they are now. So I don't know if that's weird or just sad. It's definitely on my mind at the moment.
Oh, did you see it in real life, the sign?
No, I saw the sign, a screenshot. Did I not mention it was a screenshot? I saw a screenshot of the movie.
No, you might have.
You're just all over the show. I saw a screenshot from the movie, and the sign with the fuel prices on it was lower than the prices than they are now. So it's on my mind a bit.
Yep, it's on my mind too. And that is a great weirdest thing, Nick, because it's sort of topical as well.
Very topical. It's just another post-apocalyptic thing that we have to deal with in our pre-apocalyptic world at the moment.
Oh, fucking hell. Honestly, the world at the moment, I don't often get, like, down by it, but because of what I just read and the news I'm about to bring to everyone, like, I'm feeling a little bit less optimistic than usual. My weirdest thing on the internet this week was this was a tweet, and it was a photo of someone filming at a My Chemical Romance, and they were using a Nintendo DS.
Hell yeah. Fuck a Polaroid. We're going DS.
Yeah, we're going DS. I always wanted one because I wanted to be able to, like, play Nintendogs and stuff. Like, it looked so fun, but I never thought that in 2022 you'd see someone filming, not only on a DS, but filming a My Chemical Romance concert. Kind of love that.
For some reason, it was meant to be, though.
It was. It makes sense.
It fits.
Now, Nick, I'm going to jump in just before your first story of the week because I've just had some breaking news sort of pop up on my phone, and I know it's really topical considering what we were speaking about last week. And it's actually really, really sad because last week we got on the mic and we talked about the Buffalo shooting, and we said there's that many shootings in the States that if we wanted, we could jump on the Shit Show podcast and talk about a new one each week. And unfortunately, that is something that we're doing now because just before I got on the mic, which we record this a few days in advance, I got a notification to tell me that at least 15 people are dead after a mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas. So, I mean, content warning, but I just feel like we need to hear this because it's terrifying, it's upsetting, but, like, it's happening. What we know so far is that of the people who have died, 14 people were students and one was a teacher. The suspect was an 18-year-old male. He is also dead and he is thought to have been killed by police. The pupils at the school were in second, third and fourth grades, which means they were just between the ages of 7 and 10. At least two people are in critical condition, a 10-year-old and a 66-year-old woman. Oh my God, I'm like tearing up. Like, I'm
yeah, oh my God.
To say this.
I didn't know how young they were. Like, I knew it was at a school. But
oh
fuck.
My God, I know. So I am going to stop talking about this because you can obviously hear that it's really getting to me because I'm sensitive and I'm tired and this is just fucked up and I want to move along, but I think, like, it's probably good for us to all hear this, especially, like, I live in the news cycle and so often I'm good at, like, keeping it away from, like, my mental health and how I feel, but this one's just fucked up. It's, like, so sad. It makes me so mad and I have no other words. You can listen to everything we said last week and it all applies to this, doesn't it, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the time you hear this, no doubt there'll be more come out about this. And we'll probably be bringing it to you next week as well with more what we know about it. But yeah, Lucy, I haven't heard you like this probably ever. Like, you're usually so unflappable, so it must really be getting to you.
It is. It's just like we were just saying, like, everything in the world right now, it's really hard to feel optimistic. But I will have a good sleep and I will be back on that, like, funny shit soon. But, you know, sometimes you just got to get serious. Anyway, something else kind of serious, but also you can be optimistic about this one because there are cures for it. Nick, you're going to talk about monkeypox.
Yes, I am. So I don't think that I can explain monkeypox any better than this TikTok from Alex Heath, and he's made some of these little songs on a few different topics. I think they're pretty nifty, so I hope he makes some more. But anyway, we'll kick it off by playing that.
Should be worried about monkeypox as quick as I can. So it's a disease that leaves you with a fever, fatigue, and a rash that wears off in a couple of weeks. There's been a small number of outbreaks before, but the way it's been able to spread is hard to ignore. See, normally outbreaks have stayed in one place, but this week it's been seen in several states. And so the WHO is expected to investigate whether the strain's spreading undetected. Should you be worried? Not really. If you're relatively healthy, it wouldn't hit you severely. In either case, antivirals make it more treatable, but it's feasible that in the next few weeks or so, you'll see an awful lot of news stories on it. Some papers will generate clickbait from it. There are concerns about the virus's behavior, but bear in mind post-pandemic panic sells paper.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, it's so good, eh?
Yeah, no, I love it. It's such a good little song. And as I said before, like, you can't explain it any better than that. But I will bring up a few other little points. I've certainly seen a few different, like, clickbaity things from newspapers, and the conspiracy theorists on Facebook have jumped on it too, which, I don't know, isn't really that surprising. But as Alex said, it really isn't worth worrying about. The symptoms tend to be pretty mild, and they can be treated with antiviral medication. According to the WHO, only 90 people in the whole world have caught monkeypox in the last week. I know, depending on what way you look at it, it may seem like a lot or not that much. There's, I don't know how many people we've got at the moment, 7 billion? So 90 out of 7 billions, not a lot. But anyway, that's how the C word started too, so keep your eyes on it. I don't think it'll be that bad.
Yeah, I think it's like so easy for us to be cautious of saying that, like, it's not really worth worrying about, because also that has a whole lot of, like, for healthy people, it's not really worth worrying about, maybe, but then we know that there are people living with illnesses that we can't see, and maybe some people don't even know they have, so obviously there are different circumstances. There have been outbreaks of this before, yep, though, and, like, obviously we're all feeling really health anxious right now, so it makes sense that we're worried, but this has been, it originated in Central and West Africa, eh, Nick? And, like, it's just classic that, of course, when it's happening over there, the Western world turns their heads away from it, but then as soon as it creeps into, you know, the Europe or the more Western world, I feel like then everyone starts reporting on it, and rightly so, but also, like, there have been outbreaks before, I think is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the first outbreak, and there will be other outbreaks after this. But anyway, another question that I just had personally is, like, what's the difference between monkeypox and chickenpox? They're both pox. They've both got animals in their name. So they are similar, as they are both pox viruses, as the name suggests. But monkeypox is a derivative of the smallpox virus, whereas chickenpox comes from the varicella zoster virus. Now, mentioning smallpox can be, like, I don't know, like, a little bit scary. Smallpox was a horrific disease, but it was eradicated in the 80s. According to the WHO again, monkeypox just resembles smallpox. Orthopox virus infection. But yeah, smallpox was eradicated worldwide in the 1980s. It's similar, but clinically very less severe. It can be treated with a monkeypox vaccine. I didn't even know we had one. And also the smallpox vaccine is thought to work against it too. But that hasn't been in circulation since the 80s when it was eradicated. Just as a small little side note that I found interesting, the name monkeypox originates from the initial discovery of the virus in monkeys in a Danish lab in 1958. And the first human case was found in 1978. But chickenpox isn't from chickens at all. It's thought that the name either came from the rash marks looking like chickpeas or looking like the peck marks from a chicken. So very unrelated there.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
I would assume that when I was researching for this, I was like, oh, yeah, well, chickenpox is obviously from chickens. But no, it just looks like chickpeas, which, seems a little bit weird.
Interesting. That's random. And obviously with monkeypox, some of the symptoms are just like your general flu-like symptoms, but then you get that very obvious rash, and it's known to clear, like, within 2 weeks. What I have been seeing a bit of lately is that this is spreading. It's nowhere near as, like, transmissible as something like COVID-19. Like, we can't even put the two in a similar category.
The only similarity is the virus and the name, really, isn't it? Like, it's not even in the name of monkeypox.
No. True. But I have been seeing lots of people talking about how this can be spread through sex, like regardless of sexual orientation. But it is affecting more men who are gay or bisexual. So just, you know, practice safe sex, as always. We always should. But I thought that was just a little note that we should make, because a lot of people are asking how it's sort of spreading.
Yeah, skin contact, not through the air, like the coronavirus. So don't touch people. That's not usually a problem for me anyway.
Shut up. Nick, do you remember Scott's Tots?
One of the great Office episodes.
Like, one of the greatest Office episodes. I just, I have two really short news stories that I'm going to say now, because obviously you've heard I've been busy and I am wildly unprepared for this episode. But this story reminded me of Scott's Tots. So Miranda Kerr and the founder of Snapchat, Evan Spiegel, are paying off the student loans of new graduates at Otis College of Art and Design in LA. And I thought this was really cool. So Miranda Kerr, obviously, she's a model, she's a beauty brand, she's married to the founder of Snapchat. They pledged like over $10 million to pay off these kids' student loans. And that's sort of, what did Michael Scott say he was going to do?
Buy them a laptop or something. And then he ended up just...
I thought he was going to pay off their tuition.
But didn't he end up just giving them a laptop battery?
Yes. I'm pretty sure he said that he was going to pay for their study at uni after they graduated. Mm-hmm. And they worked out that there was 15 Scott's Tots and it would cost $1.9 million for him to get them through uni. So then he was like, he was going to offer free laptops, and then he ended up just giving them batteries. And it's a really funny episode.
It is good.
My other story, Nick, just as we were talking last week about Macca's leaving Russia, this time Starbucks have announced that they're leaving Russia. And so they're closing about 130 stores. But the cool thing about this is they're going to continue to pay about 2,000 employees for 6 months onwards to help them transition into new jobs, which I thought was like a good way of sort of softening the blow for those workers.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Good on them.
Yeah, so we have another company leaving Russia, another very American vibe, like Seattle vibe company that is sort of symbolic as well. They're leaving. And fun fact, there are almost twice as many Starbucks in Manhattan alone than there are or were in Russia.
Huh.
I know. And now, before your next story, we are going to hear from our sponsor this week. So here is an ad for us by us. I want to have a super quick chat to you all about Cisco supporters. This is the new way that you can support what we do here at Shit You Should Care About. Because right now, we're in a studio, which costs money to hire, with an audio engineer who we've got to pay, and every week we're researching, scripting, and hosting this thing for you, all which takes time, resources, and it costs money. You'll also notice that we're using valuable advertising space here, space which we often leave empty because we want to make sure that we're only partnering with the best and most vibey people. So for all of these reasons, we need your support to keep doing what we do. So please, if you have $1 or if you have $100, consider becoming a Cisco supporter so that we can keep doing this for you. The link is in the show notes. We love you so much. Bye. And now, Nick, you've got a bit of a word on police reform.
Yes. So on Wednesday, so this has probably already happened by the time you're listening to this again, President Biden is expected to issue an executive order aimed at reforming federal policing. So this comes near the 2-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd, who died after being handcuffed and pinned to the ground by a Minneapolis police officer. So the main bits of this order will direct all federal agencies to revise their use of force policies. They might actually have to create some. It will create a national registry of officers fired for misconduct.
Mm.
Yeah, that seems like a big deal. They will use grants to encourage state and local police to tighten restrictions on chokeholds and no-knock warrants. and will also restrict the transfer of most military equipment to law enforcement agencies, which means there will be no more like police-branded riot tanks rolling down the street at your local protest, which to me was some of like the most shocking images from the BLM protests. Just seeing like all these like military equipment pouring in, and from me coming from New Zealand where the police have police cars and that's about it, it seemed a little bit shocking.
Yeah.
Apparently the White House and the Justice Department have been working on this since last year when the Senate blocked an effort for a bipartisan compromise. And although it is still progress, Biden's executive order is expected to be like more limited than that bill. But it is it's just like a sign of the balancing act that the president has to have, you know, trying to navigate on this sort of stuff. So, I mean, by the time you hear this, this may have happened already. Yeah. You may know more. So it seems like a step in the right direction, at least, even though it's not the massive reforms that we're after.
Mm-hmm. And I think, like, we're not here to shit on progress when there's actually progress being made ever, because it's
exactly.
It takes that long and it's that hard to do anything. So, I mean, good. That's good. And do you have another good news story for me, please?
I do. So everybody, and if you're listening here from Birmingham in Alabama, everybody in Birmingham is invited to a wedding in Pakistan.
I thought you meant, isn't there a Birmingham in like the UK?
Yeah, yep, but there's also one in Alabama, which I don't know, it seems weirder that that the Alabama one is invited to the wedding. I will explain. This weekend, Shazib Anwar will get married in Pakistan, and all of Birmingham is invited to attend. So Shazib traveled to Birmingham to have life-changing kidney stone surgery, surgery that would have costed twice as much anywhere else in the world. Shazib used the Birmingham Reddit page to ask questions about the city, the first being like about clothes and whether he would fit in wearing his Pakistani wardrobe. Shazib Anwar said, "People responded in a way that I wouldn't even expect from my own people in Pakistan. Folks in the group from around Birmingham began helping Anwar, facilitating his trip, giving him tips and cheering him on along the way." So he said, "Birmingham treated me as their favoured son. Birmingham literally gave me the attention that people give out to celebrities, so that's why I did it. I believe someone should be coming because Birmingham has now become a part of my life." So Anwar's wedding will be held this Sunday, May 22nd in Pakistan, and apparently someone is actually going, one of his friends that he met on the Birmingham Reddit page. So that's actually really wholesome, I think.
Nick, this Sunday has already been.
Oh my god, it already has. Oh no! Oh no! So I hope the wedding was good. I should find some photos.
Yeah. I was like listening to you and you were like, this Sunday and May 22nd, and I was like, it's definitely May 25th as we're recording this right now. Okay, well no, Nick, you can bring us an update next week on whether anyone actually
I will. Oh, I can't believe it.
Because that's so cute.
I'm on holiday time, so the dates don't matter.
Dates do not matter, right, when you're on holiday. I'm not on holiday, but yet I still didn't bring a comment of the week, and I'm just going to be open and say that I didn't. Did you?
Why are you even here, honestly?
Literally, why am I here right now?
Yes, I did. I suppose it's comments of the week for me. So you can have one of mine if you like. It was on your mundane poll about when I say kiwi, what do you naturally associate it with? And I was expecting, oh yeah, people are going to say the kiwi fruit because that's all I hear over in the States. It's when I say, oh, I'm a kiwi, people go, what, like the fruit? I'm like, well, no, like the bird or the person. But everyone just says Harry Styles and are saying Harry Styles lyrics. So I don't know, like every single comment is Harry Styles, Harry Styles. She worked her way through a cheap pack of cigarettes.
I'm shook about that, eh?
Yeah, well, I am. There's one person that says the fruit, but nobody that said the person or the people, so.
I know. Hmm. Well, the results in the poll are interesting. I think 25% right now are saying the New Zealanders, and then, but 50-something percent are saying kiwi fruit, the fruit, so.
Oh, so it's the commenters are skewing it all.
Yeah, well, the stands are loud. Stands are loud, yeah, of course. I love them for it. My comment of the week actually is all the comments I got, like in real life comments of the week, because I met heaps of people at these events I was doing over the past few days. So anyone that came up and talked to me about Squish or talked to me about the newsletter and gave me really nice comments, you are my comments of the week.
Oh, there we go.
You know who you are. That's cute, eh?
That is cute.
Right, team. I can promise you that next week I'll be here with a lot more enthusiasm, but still bringing you the serious and important shit that you need to know. You can find me until then on the other end of the daily newsletter. And Nick, where can they find you?
They can find me all around California, but also at the Shit Show Instagram, whacking Shit Show into the search bar, but you've probably already followed it by now, surely. Anyway, I'm going to be kicking back and relaxing next week. Luce, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, can't wait to see you then. Bye, everyone.
I'll see you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.